Welcome. This is Cheryl at the Talking Information Center. Thanks so much for joining me. Today is Wednesday, February 18th, 2026, and I'm going to start the program today reading from Good Housekeeping Magazine, the January-February 2026 edition, for some recipe ideas. The first recipe is entitled Chana Masala Nachos. Prep time is 30 minutes, and it makes 8 servings. Ingredients needed are 1 large white onion, 1 pound of Campari tomatoes, halved, 4 tablespoons of olive oil, kosher salt, black pepper, tablespoon of mild curry powder, teaspoon of cumin, teaspoon of coriander, half a teaspoon of garam masala, 2 large cloves of garlic, grated, half a tablespoon ginger, grated, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, a third of a cup of sour cream, 1 small serrano chili that's been halved and chopped, half a cup of cilantro leaves, more for serving time, together with a quarter cup of mint leaves. Again, more chopping of mint leaves for when it comes time to serve this appetizer. 2 teaspoons of fresh lime juice, 6 ounces of pita chips, 4 ounces of Monterey Jack cheese, coarsely grated. First, heat your oven to 400 degrees. Cut 3/4 of an onion into 1/2-inch thick wedges. Then halve those wedges crosswise, reserving the remaining quarter of the onion. Transfer to a small rim baking sheet along with your tomatoes. Drizzle with 2 tablespoons of oil. Season with 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Toss to coat. Arrange your tomatoes cut sides up and roast until the onion is golden brown and tender and your tomatoes have broken down. That should take 30 to 40 minutes in the oven. Let them cool for 10 minutes and then transfer them to a blender to make a puree. Second, while your vegetables are roasting in the oven, using a medium skillet on medium-low heat, toast the curry, cumin, coriander, garam masala, stirring often until it just becomes fragrant. It's only going to take 1 to 3 minutes. Immediately transfer that mixture to a small bowl. Third, return your skillet to medium heat. Add your remaining 2 tablespoons of oil, garlic, ginger. Cook, stirring occasionally until it becomes fragrant. Once again, it should only take 1 to 2 minutes. Then add in your tomato mixture, your toasted spices, the chickpeas, and simmer until it becomes slightly thickened. That should take about 3 to 5 minutes. Remove from the heat. Fourth, rinse out your blender. Puree the sour cream with 1/2 of the serrano, the cilantro, the mint leaves, and the lime juice. Fifth, line a large rim baking sheet with parchment paper. Arrange your pita chips in an even layer on top of the parchment. Spoon the chickpea mixture on top of the pita chips. Sprinkle with your jack cheese and bake just until the cheese melts. That'll only take 3 to 5 minutes. Lastly, finely chop the remaining quarter onion with 1/2 of the serrano. Drizzle your nachos with the herb sour cream. Sprinkle with your chopped onion, serrano, and additional cilantro and mint. As I said, this makes 8 servings, and each serving would supply 405 calories, 22.5 grams of fat, 23 milligrams of cholesterol, and 588 milligrams of sodium. How about a winter sheet pan salad? Prep time is 50 minutes, and it makes 4 servings. Ingredients necessary are 6.5 tablespoons olive oil, 2 medium red onions, 2 pounds of butternut squash that's been peeled, seeded, and cut into 1 1/4-inch pieces, kosher salt, black pepper, 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, teaspoon of Dijon mustard, half a teaspoon honey, 4 ounces of sourdough bread that's been torn into half-inch pieces, quarter cup of pecans, chopped, 10 ounces of escarole leaves that have been torn, and 1 ounce of Danish blue cheese that's been sliced into thin shards or even crumbled, if you would prefer. First, heat your oven to 425 degrees. Drizzle 2 tablespoons of oil on your rimmed baking sheet. Secondly, cut 1 3/4 of onions into half-inch wedges. Transfer those onions to your prepared baking sheet, along with the butternut squash and the reserved remaining quarter of the onion. Toss with the oil, together with a half teaspoon of salt. Roast, undisturbed, for 30 minutes. Third, in a small bowl, whisk together your vinegar, mustard, honey. Then finely chop the remaining quarter of the onion, add to the vinegar mixture, and let that sit until you're ready to use it. That's your salad dressing. Fourth, in a large bowl, toss together the bread with 1 1/2 tablespoons of oil, 1/4 teaspoon of salt to fully coat your bread. Scatter on top of the squash mixture. Continue to roast until these are your croutons. They start to become crispy. That should take 12 to 15 minutes. Sprinkle with pecans. Toast until they're golden and fragrant for about 3 to 5 more minutes. Lastly, stir 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, the remaining 3 tablespoons of oil, into your onion vinegar mixture. In a large bowl, toss your escarole with 2 tablespoons of the dressing, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and fold into your vegetables on the baking sheet. Drizzle with the remaining dressing and scatter your blue cheese on the top. Each serving supplies 456 calories, 29.5 grams of fat, 629 milligrams of sodium, and 44 grams of carbs. Next is a recipe for cheesy pork and broccoli rabe hero sandwiches. Prep time 50 minutes and it makes 8 servings. Ingredients necessary are 7 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 1/2 pounds of pork tenderloin, sliced in half crosswise if it's too large for the pan, kosher salt, black pepper, 6 sprigs of thyme, 1 3/4 pounds of broccoli rabe. That's about 2 bunches of broccoli. And you want to be sure to trim the tough ends of the broccoli. Remove them before cooking with them, using them. 4 cloves of garlic that have been thinly sliced and grated. 2 11- to 12-inch sesame seminola hero rolls. 1/2 cup of pickled banana peppers that have been finely chopped. 1 Fresno chili that's been seeded and also finely chopped. 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar and 12 thin slices of provolone cheese. First, heat your oven to 400 degrees. Heat 2 tablespoons of oil in a large cast iron skillet on medium high. Season your pork tenderloin with 1 teaspoon of salt and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Cook your pork tenderloin, turning occasionally until it's browned on all sides. So altogether, you're going to be cooking that for 9 to 10 minutes total. Secondly, transfer your pork to the small rim baking sheet. Roast until the pork registers with a meat thermometer an internal temperature of 140 degrees. It should take about 6 to 8 minutes at that temperature of 400. Transfer your pork tenderloin to a cutting board. Be sure to let it rest for at least 5 minutes before you thinly slice it. Remove the skillet from the heat. Wipe it clean. Third, bring a 5-quart saucepan of water to a boil. Add the broccoli rabe. Cook until it becomes tender, which should take 4 to 5 minutes. Drain that vegetable. Heat now that same cast iron skillet on medium low. Add 2 tablespoons of oil together with the sliced garlic. Cook, stirring often, until that becomes just golden, 2 to 4 minutes of cooking time. Then increase your heat to medium. Add the broccoli rabe together with a 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Cook, stirring occasionally, until that broccoli rabe becomes soft and tender and the florets start to even break down. That'll take about 3 to 4 minutes. Fourth, place your rolls on the oven rack. Toast until they're warm and crunchy, about 3 to 5 minutes. Remove your rolls from the oven. When they're cool enough to handle, split each roll lengthwise. Place on the rim baking sheet and heat your broiler. Fifth, in a small bowl, stir together the banana peppers, chili, grated garlic. Stir in your vinegar and the remaining 3 tablespoons of oil. Season with 1/4 teaspoon of salt and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Drizzle onto the bottom halves of the rolls, then top with your sliced pork and 3 slices of provolone cheese. Sixth, on top of the halves of rolls, pile on the broccoli rabe and 3 slices of provolone. Lastly, turn your oven on to broil, and broil open-faced on the rim baking sheet until the cheese is melted. That will take just 1 to 2 minutes. Close your sandwiches and serve. As I said, this makes 8 servings, of which each serving supplies 565 calories, 26.5 grams of fat, 70 milligrams of cholesterol, and 1,232 milligrams of sodium. Another idea for lunch or supper would be jalapeno popper pasta. Say that quickly. Active time is 35 minutes and it makes 8 servings. Ingredients needed are, 4 slices of bacon that's been cut into 1/2-inch pieces, 1 medium onion chopped, 4 jalapeno peppers that have been seeded and chopped, very thinly sliced, kosher salt, 3 cloves of garlic grated, 2 cups of 2% milk, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon of vegetable bouillon base. The recipe from the workbook at Good Housekeeping recommends the better than bouillon for that ingredient. 16 ounces of cavatappi pasta, 3 ounces of cream cheese, 8 ounces of extra sharp yellow cheddar cheese, coarsely grated. Now, place your bacon in a 4-quart Dutch oven on medium heat. Cook, stirring occasionally, until the bacon becomes crispy and the fat has rendered. That should take 7 to 9 minutes. Then, using a slotted spoon, transfer your bacon to a paper towel-lined plate. Discard all but 1.5 tablespoons of the bacon fat from your pot. Then add the onion, your chopped jalapenos, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Cook, covered now, stirring occasionally until everything becomes tender and the onion is just golden. That'll take about 3 to 5 minutes. Next, add your garlic, stirring constantly until that becomes fragrant. So only another 1 minute of cooking time. Second, add your milk, the bouillon base, 3.25 cups of water. Stir in your pasta and bring to a boil. Reduce your heat. Vigorously simmer, stirring frequently until the pasta is cooked al dente. That should take 11 to 14 minutes. Add in then the cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar cheese, and it makes a creamy sauce that's well melted. Serve in bowls. Be sure to top with your bacon, the sliced jalapeno, and your remaining cheddar cheese. Each serving supplies 609 calories, 26.5 grams of fat, 73 milligrams of cholesterol, and 1,082 milligrams of sodium. How about a little unique idea. This is for Korean corn cheese. Prep time is 15 minutes, makes 4 to 8 servings. Ingredients necessary are a tablespoon of unsalted butter, 2 scallions that have been thinly sliced, the dark green parts separated, 1 15¼-ounce can of whole kernel corn that's been well drained, 2 tablespoons of kiwi pie mayonnaise, 1½ teaspoons of sugar, kosher salt, black pepper, 4 ounces of whole milk mozzarella cheese, coarsely grated, so it's about a cup worth. First, heat your broiler with the oven rack 4 inches from the heat. Secondly, melt your butter in an 8-inch cast iron skillet on medium heat. Add the white and light green parts of your scallions. Cook, stirring often, until that starts to become tender. That's only going to take a minute. Now add your corn. Cook, stirring for another minute. Remove from the heat. Add your mayonnaise, sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 1/4 of the mozzarella cheese. Spread that mixture in an even layer. Sprinkle with the remaining mozzarella on the top. Lastly, carefully transfer the skillet to the oven. Broil until your cheese is melted and browned in spots, and then sprinkle with dark scallion greens. And serve immediately. Just another quick idea. I'm reading now recipes from the October 2025 edition of the Food and Wine magazine. And the first recipe is entitled Cozy Up to Chicken Thighs. Chicken thighs with tomato pepper sauce. Prep time 40 minutes and it makes 4 to 6 servings. Did you know bone-in chicken thighs get a golden sear before simmering in this glossy, sweet, tart tomato and pepper sauce? Sherry vinegar, together with brown sugar, lends a depth and a brightness while the sauce clings to the chicken without sacrificing its crackly skin. Ingredients needed are 8 bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, tablespoon plus 3/4 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/3 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1 red bell pepper that's been thinly sliced, 1 yellow bell pepper, also thinly sliced, 1 yellow onion, thinly sliced, 6 cloves of garlic, thinly sliced, 1 pound of plum tomatoes, which would be the equivalent of 5 tomatoes that have been seeded and coarsely chopped, 1/2 cup of sherry vinegar, 1/4 cup of packed light brown sugar, tablespoon of pimenta d'Espeti. First, pat your chicken dry using paper towels. Then sprinkle evenly with your black pepper, 1 tablespoon of salt. Place the chicken skin side down in a 12-inch skillet over medium-high heat. Cook, undisturbed, until the fat is rendered and the chicken skin becomes golden brown and crispy. That should take a total of 12 to 14 minutes. Flip your chicken. Add the oil to the skillet. Continue cooking your chicken undisturbed until the meat thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of the chicken registers 170 degrees. That's a total of 8 to 10 minutes. Then transfer your chicken, skin side up, to a plate. Second, add your bell peppers, onion, and garlic to the skillet with the chicken drippings. Cook over medium-high heat, stirring occasionally, until they become softened and lightly browned. That should be about 8 minutes. Add your tomatoes, cook, stirring once again, occasionally, until the tomatoes soften and the liquid has evaporated. That'll take about another 8 minutes. Remove from the heat. Stir in your sherry vinegar, brown sugar, and the pimenta d'Espeti, and the remaining 3/4 teaspoon of salt. Transfer the mixture to a blender. Secure the lid, remove the centerpiece to allow the steam to escape, and place a clean towel over the opening of your blender. Process until that's a smooth consistency. It should just take a minute. Third, pour your vegetable puree into the skillet. Bring to a simmer over medium heat. Cover, cook, stirring occasionally until the sauce thickens. That should take about 6 to 8 minutes. Now, return the chicken thighs to the skillet, skin side up, cook uncovered for another 5 minutes. Garnish your chicken with additional black pepper and the piment di aspetti before serving. The sauce and the chicken can be made ahead and stored separately in an airtight container in your refrigerator for up to 4 days. The sauce can also be stored in the freezer for up to 3 months. And just for an explanation of what is this piment di aspetti, it is a mildly spicy chili from the French Basque County that adds a gentle heat and a hint of fruitiness to the chicken dish. It's sold both ground and whole, and you can find it at shopfoodocracy.com. Or you can substitute this ingredient with a half teaspoon of hot paprika. Next is a recipe for flounder with a lemony butter beans. Prep time for this recipe is 20 minutes and it serves 4. Ingredients needed are 4 to 5 ounce skinless flounder fillets that have been patted dry with paper towels, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/2 cup of finely chopped fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons of finely chopped shallot, 1 tablespoon of grated lemon zest, plus lemon wedges when it comes time for serving, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 2 garlic cloves that have been thinly sliced, 1.5 cups of dry white wine, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1 16-ounce can of butter beans that have been drained and rinsed, and lemon wedges for serving. First, sprinkle your flounder evenly with salt. Refrigerate, uncovered, for 30 minutes. Meanwhile, stir together your parsley, shallot, lemon zest, 2 tablespoons of oil, all in a medium bowl. Cover and set aside at room temperature. Secondly, bring your garlic, together with 1 cup of wine, 2 tablespoons of butter, and the remaining 2 tablespoons of olive oil, to a simmer in a large stainless steel skillet over medium heat. Now add your fish in a single layer, cover, reduce your heat to medium-low. Cook undisturbed until the fish is cooked through and it's firm to the touch. That should take 2 to 3 minutes. Then transfer the fish to a large plate, but be sure to reserve your cooking liquid in the skillet and set your fish aside. Third, add your butter beans, the remaining 1/2 cup of wine, 1/4 cup of butter to the skillet, bring to a simmer over medium heat, cook, swirling the skillet, stirring often so you're emulsifying the butter into the white wine. Now your beans are warm through, the sauce is lightly creamy. Remove that from the heat. Add 3 tablespoons of your gremola. Divide the fish among the bowls. Spoon your beans and sauce evenly around the fish and garnish with remaining granola. Serve with your lemon wedges and enjoy. Another sandwich recipe is an Argentinian chorizo sandwich. Prep time is 25 minutes and it makes 4 servings. Ingredients needed are 1 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1/2 cup of chopped fresh parsley, 1/2 cup of red wine vinegar, 1/2 cup of minced yellow onion, 4 teaspoons fresh oregano, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, teaspoon of black pepper, teaspoon of grated garlic, 1/2 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 4 4-6 ounce links of Argentinian chorizo or Italian sausage, olive oil, 4 French bread rolls or hoagie rolls. First, you want to make the chimichurri by whisking together your oil, parsley, vinegar, onion, oregano, salt, black pepper, garlic, and red pepper in a medium bowl until everything is well combined, and set it aside. To make the churro pan, preheat a gas grill to medium-high heat, which would be between 400 to 450 degrees. On one side and medium-low, which is 300 to 350 degrees, on the other side. Coat your sausage with oil, about a teaspoon. Place on medium-high side of your grill, grilling uncovered and turning once halfway through the grilling time, until grill marks have formed on both sides and an instant read thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of the sausages registers 155 degrees, 4 to 5 minutes per side of cooking time. Transfer those to a large plate and let them cool for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, slice your rolls in half lengthwise. Place them cut side down on a medium-low side of your grill and grill those rolls until they're just toasted. It's only going to take half a minute. Transfer the rolls to 4 plates or a platter. Nestle the sausages inside the rolls. Drizzle each sandwich with about 1/4 cup of the chimichurri and serve with any additional chimichurri on the side. You can make this ahead and store it in an airtight container in your refrigerator for up to 3 days. And be sure to stir well before serving. Well, that ends our segment for today. Thanks so much for joining me, and I wish you a wonderful week ahead.